This morning we wanted to share with you two verses of the Bible. If you have your phone, please put your finger on one verse and the whole of the other verse. Amen. If you have your Bible, you can just open it up with me. I wanted to share with you is 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. And then, same thing. First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. Let's have a look. Chapter 6 first. And listen to what it said. Listen very careful in verse 19. Do you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you? They have it from God, and you are not your own. For you were a body of higher price, for the glory of God in your body, and you, Spirit, each with God with you. Let's have a look at the other verse. In chapter 3, verse 16. And they said, do you know that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit? Do you know that you are the temple of God, that the Holy Spirit dwells well in you? If anyone defeated the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy. Which temple are you? Amen. What they're talking about here, two particular verses that Apostle Paul explained to everyone and us. The temple of God, that is your heart. The temple of God, that the church. Now, some people confuse this particular verse. They think the church is the building. But the Apostle Paul don't talk about the building, because they talk about the church. The church is together, they are the body. Amen. And the Holy Spirit lives in that body. Amen. Amen. So, in Christ, you and I, we are the temple of God. Let me mention this once again. In Christ, you and I, we are the temple of God. Where is God living? And this morning we want to focus in this particular subject that we talk about, the body. There is God the temple. Your body, my body, amen. There is God the temple. God the temple, the church, the all together this morning, we are form of the church, amen. So don't think that God is living on the church, on the actual building. Because when you go home, I go home, it's not God here. Amen. God is traveling with you. But let him explain to you, very, very important, between the Old Testament and the New Testament. In the Old Testament, God told Moses to build a temple where he can meet with the people once a year and bless them and touch them. So God was not living in the temple constructed by man, but meet the people in the temple where God will become once a year and bless them. Today in Jesus, we are God's temple, that God lives inside your heart. Amen. That God lives inside your heart. Wherever you go, God is with you. Amen. In the Old Testament, they usually represented the ark of the Lord. They traveled wherever they go with the people, because they was representing God with his people. Today, wherever you go in your heart, if you are in Christ, you have God with you. Hello? Amen. So let's have a look at very, very simple and very important to the way the Apostle Paul explained it to the people in 1 Corinth. Do you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who lives in you and was given to you by God? Amen. Amen. So that your body was given to you by God. You do not belong to yourself, for God is belong to you because he paid you with a higher price. Amen. Amen. How Jesus paid you? He died on the cross for your sin. He died for you to have eternal life. This happened to you to build your body with the temple of God and to let God to live inside you. It's up to you. The second thing that is very, very important too. You know, do you realize, the Apostle Paul said to the church of Corinth, do you realize that all of you together, they are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God living in you? If anyone disfreed or making wrong thing and disputed the body of Christ, God will destroy the temple. Amen. Amen. For the temple of God is so holy, and Christ lives on the temple. Amen. So if you sin in your life, what's actually happening? You upset the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, they cannot mix with sin. He got to leave you to go outside your body. And when you're living with the Holy Spirit on your body, it is a dangerous situation. Yeah. Believe it or not, this is a dangerous situation. God is living in each individual and personality in your life with the Holy Spirit. God is living in the church together. Amen. So some people say, oh, you know, Pastor Donny, I pray home, or you pray with yourself and the other people of the church. No, that's not what God wants. God wants you to come together. So together we form the Holy Spirit, anointing, a power, and meet together the Holy Spirit of power. Amen. So why God in the Old Testament has said to Moses, build a temple that I will come and meet to you? It's second what I do today. So God has come and meet you into his presence with the whole body of the church. Amen. Amen. Some people that has this unclear mind. Oh, where is God in the church? Amen. Amen. You know, let me tell you, when you're sick, you go to the church because God is there. Amen. And bless you. When you got married, go to the church and because God is there. When you have a child, bring it to the church because God is there. When you got to do something, bring it to the church and let God know what you're doing. Amen. Because God is meeting with you in the church. God will leave you here in your heart. God is a presence anywhere you go. Amen. God is not stay here when you move to go home. God is with you wherever you go. He looking at you, whatever movement you're doing. He knows whatever you're doing because he's in your life and he's there to live it with you. In the center of your heart. Amen. At the moment, you cannot live in your center of your heart. Let me know how you cannot live in the center of your heart when you do wrong things. When you do something that the Holy Spirit could not be there. Amen. So, they don't mean that he will leave you forever. Don't. You don't do that. So, at the moment that you, on the presence of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, because we talk about the Holy Spirit, we talk about Jesus, we talk about God, it's exactly the same thing. So the Holy Spirit in the center of your heart, so he's in control of your body, amen, in control of your life. He knows everything that you're doing. But at the moment that your body practices sin, the Holy Spirit will leave your body immediately because it cannot mix with sin. But that not mean that he's leaving you forever. He will be with you wherever you go. He will be seated with you next to you. He moving with you wherever you're moving. He will go wherever you go. He's there with you, but he has not sent to your heart. So he has no power to control your life. Because at that moment that the Holy Spirit is out of your body, is there with you, try to help you, but the problem is that you needed to give him first place. Amen. First place in your life. Because if he's not in the first place in your life, he could not do anything. He's there. But he could not do anything. He cannot change anything. Because you are in control of your own body. So the Holy Spirit holds you wherever you go. So he holds you wherever you go. He's waiting for you to say, Lord, forgive me. And give your sin to Jesus. And Jesus will put it back on the cross. And the Holy Spirit will come in again. Amen. And take care of you. Today, you can control your body. Nobody else. Jesus, as a baby, they brought into the temple. When he was delicating, he brought it to the temple. When you marry, you go to the temple. Why you go to the temple? Where you go to church when you marry? Because when you marry, you're making a legal contract with God. Amen. Hello, I'm talking to you. When you marry, you're making a legal contract with God. Few days ago, I saw a friend. I don't see him for a long, long time, for 5 years. He told me 5 years we don't see each other. And I asked him, are you married? Because I remember when I last time I saw him, he was living with a girl. But he replied to me, no, I don't marry. He said, why I left to marry? I have 3 girls every day. That shocked me when he said that. I said, you maybe have 3 girls every day, but you have no family. That's why I said, right there. He was sitting here with me. He said, oh, I married just a piece of paper. I said, no, 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 no. This is your attitude. That's your view. Marriage is not a piece of paper. Marriage is a contract between you and God that you create a family. If God is not in contract of your marriage and your life is a mess, that you never have a children, that you never have a family. And then they told me the story. They got 2 children with this lady. She walked by and she said, oh, she has so many boyfriend. And I talking to him about, you have access to see the children only once a fortnight. This is not a family. This is a mess up family. The children suffer because they only see the father once a fortnight. Twice a month. What a situation are we doing? I said to him, yes, you have 3 girls, but you have no wife. You have no family. And your life is a mess. And I told him, if you want to have a family life, change you where you're living. He said, oh, you're trying to convert me to become a Christian. I said, I pray that you will think about and come to God and knows what's all about. So it's very important that we understand that whatever we're doing, we needed to have a God in our presence, in our life. Amen. Today, the presence of God living not in a church building, but in the center of your life. Amen. If it's not on the center of your life, if it's not today or tomorrow, you will cry. Amen. You will cry. God is with you wherever you go. God knows wherever you are. Pastor, if I go to the nightclub, God don't come there. Yes, he does. God is there with you. It maybe is not on the center of your heart, but he's next to you. If you've gone to the movie, God is there. It maybe is not on the center of your heart, but God is there.
If you do something wrong with your life or with your body, God is there. He can see what you're doing. He's there. He can see. But nobody else see. But God see. And that's the way the life is messed up. God is living in us. And that he desire to build your life up from blessing to blessing. He desire to give you a family. He desire to bless you. He desire to give you children. He desire to create a family that he has a contract with you on the cross of Calvary. That's why he wants to be the body that he live in your life. If you mess your body, your life is messing. The church is the body together. When we are together, we feel it good before the presence of the Lord. Amen. But when we not together, when we are in the university, when we are with a friend, when we're working, when we're doing different things, is God there? Yes, he is. It's God there. It's depending the way you treat him, the way you pray to him. I remember many years ago, a young lady came to me and said, is anything wrong, Pastor Tony, for me to go to the nightclub? I knew what she wanted. And, you know, I said, no, it's nothing wrong to go to a nightclub. I said, one thing I ask you, before you go to the nightclub, bring Jesus with you. And she reflected for a few minutes. And she said, how can I bring Jesus? And I said, this is simple. When you get to the nightclub and all the lights switch off, go to the corner and pray about Jesus to protect your life. And she said, well, not looking good for me to pray in that corner in the nightclub. I said, there may be the Holy Spirit and I want you to go there. So up to you, what do you want to do? She was not that happy anyway to hear that. But anyway, she heard the message, you amen? So forgive me, I'm not talking to anyone of you. I love you, everybody, so I treat you like my own sisters in Christ. You are my own sister. But what do I want to tell you? Very important question. Be careful what you're doing with your body. Be careful to who give you your body. Be careful who you let you to come into your body. If I am the temple of God, and we are the temple of God, when we have no choice but to be the temple filled with worship and praise him, we have no choice but to fill a temple with worship God, and present to him to glorify his name. I am here because I love to worship God, and I believe you too. I am a Christian because I love to worship God. I'm going to church because I love to hear from Jesus. And first priority for me is to be with Jesus every day. We are God's temple. And the place of the worship is my heart. Amen. I have a born again with anointed Holy Spirit. And I opened my heart and I said, Jesus, come into my heart and live into my heart for the rest of my life. That's what I say to him. And He writes my name on the book of life. that a name is nobody can cancel. But let me say something very important for each one of you. When you give the life to Jesus, and you open your heart and Jesus comes to your heart, you write your name on the book of life. Remember that it's not going to cancel your name until you die, because he waits for you to maintain that promise. Amen. But when you mess it up with your life, you'll have to run to Jesus as soon as you can to tell him sorry, that he can maintain the promise you've done, you know? Oh, sorry, Jesus. It was not me. It was the devil attending me to doing. Sorry, Jesus. Yeah, the devil is attending you. He will try every day. But let me say to you and to myself and everybody that the temple has no power to tend to you beyond the temptation. Because you can say, behind me, devil, and you stop that. Now, God wanted to hear honor from you. If you are the temple of the Holy Spirit, honor God's temple. Amen. Let me make that clear. So if we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, let them make an honor to God. God has come first. Amen. God is living on my heart. So I got it to represent my Jesus wherever I'm going. You know, not just on the church, because it's good on the church to dress well. But when I go out, you know, it don't really matter where I go. You know, everybody knows my Pastor Tony here. Whoa, hallelujah. Amen. So it's the same thing with you. Honor your God wherever you go. Stand with your God wherever you go. God is loving you. Paul responded to this situation. In the church of Corinth, Paul wrote this with his own hands. These people of the Corinth has a very serious problem. They have a very serious problem. They have a deal with people. They're engaging in inappropriate sexuality activity. There was this feeding of this disturbing the presence of God. That's why the Apostle Paul writes, do you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, that he lives in you. And if you do this, it's God is not living with you. That was a very important thing for the Apostle Paul to write the word to the church, to leading to repenting and to have a proper way to follow God, the way to have a marriage. Anyone, they are the temple of the Holy Spirit and active in a sinful way, they bring Jesus back on the cross. And forgive me because I don't want to preach this way. I don't want to tell you that because it's not right. I wanted to tell you, God loves you, God bless you. I wanted to tell you that. But the Holy Spirit said to me, you're the pastor. You tell him what I tell you to do. So if you have anything wrong, please go to the Holy Spirit and don't come to me. The temple of God, which your body, my body, don't reserve for you to mess it up. It's don't reserve. Because he pays you with a higher price, with a higher than money in this world cannot hold it to pay you. Anything you're doing against God's will or disobedient to what God tells you to do, you mess it up your life. And your life has fallen sin and you cannot be blessing. Hello? Hey, Pastor Tony, are you talking to me? No, I don't talking to you. Believe me. I don't talking to you. I'm talking to the church. Do you realize that all you together, they are the temple of God, and the Spirit of the Lord living in you, and God will bring you into the presence. But if you mess up the temple of God, God will bring you to judging. For God's temple is holy. If you're a Christian, you're supposed to be holy. Hello? You probably don't talk to me again. God's temple was there to honor the temple. In the Old Testament, the temple was constructing the holy place. Inside the temple was constructing the holy, holy place where the high priest will go in once a year. You probably know the story. Go in once a year. But if he was go into the holy place with some kind of sin, he will die inside the place. The people usually put a rope on his feet or chain on his feet to pull him back, because nobody can enter into the holy place with the sin. Hello? Nobody will be entering to the holy place with sin. So you got to be entering to the holy place with the pure heart. So they put a rope onto this high priest, because he was just a man like you and I. If he go in and God destroyed him and killing him there, they will pull the body back because nobody can enter him. But if he not die inside the holy place, he will come out and bless the people and forgive the sin of the people. As well as many people are doing. I sins for the rest of the week. I'm going to the church on Sunday. I present myself to the Lord. But that's not what God said. God said, your temple is your heart. Your heart is with you. Amen? That don't mean that we don't sin, because we live on flesh. It's the problem is immediately when we struggle with this kind of problem, we can achieve the Holy Spirit, because He's in us. And because He's in us, He protecting us. Amen. He protecting us. Brother Eric, He protecting us. Amen. He's there for us. He protecting us because He's there for us. What we needed to do? What we needed to understand? We needed to understand that God wants to be owner with your body. Hello? You know, God wants you to owner with your body. Owner in a special way. Owner when you go to church, you dress up well. Amen. If you go in Africa, you see everybody with a beautiful suit. Amen. And tie and everything. But if you come to church, you come and dress up nice. You go before the presence of the Lord. When you go to work, you dress up as a person. Amen. Dress up as you need to work. But protect your body, because your body is the Holy Spirit. And that He got to live in you. If you mess up your body, your life is messed up. And you pay the consequence. And we dishonor the presence of the Lord in our life. Because you can say, oh, you know, Pastor, nobody knows. But God knows, because He's there. Every time you go into a movie, every time you go into the church, every time you go to work, every time you go anywhere in your life, every time you travel, God is there with you. Do you not bring dishonor to the Holy Spirit? We honor the temple because we live in God's temple. Amen.